Sportsmanship Shall Endure. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The news that hit the national airwaves last week about high schools in another state discontinuing post-game handshakes was discouraging. It gave us pause for concern what's happening in some places with educational athletics. But I'm sure that sportsmanship will endure. In spite of what gets thrown in our faces at other levels of sports, where sportsmanship has given way to the entertainment elements and that of being the best instead of being your best, sportsmanship will endure in school sports. I get to spend time in my job studying the history of educational athletics, and the cornerstones of what these games are built on should guide us today as they did 100 years ago. Teaching sportsmanship, expecting sportsmanship, and practicing sportsmanship is where it all begins. Without that, we're no better than club sports or any other level of sports. Without it, schools would have no reason to sponsor sports. Why would schools want to sponsor activities where disrespect is shown by participants and observers, players, coaches, and fans, to other participants, observers, and the people in charge, the officials? It's not that we haven't had our challenges here in Michigan. About 20 years ago, we had a series of events where we looked more like professional wrestling, with a boys' soccer coach headbutting an official during a tournament game, and then his team starting an all-out brawl on the pitch at the championship a week later. And a high-profile football game ended that season with players swinging helmets at each other, and that was just among other incidents. The MHSAA acted as swiftly as possible to restore order, to describe and demand the expectations of schools, to give them more educational tools to teach about sportsmanship and enforce sportsmanship, and then to expose those who displayed poor sportsmanship. After all, sportsmanship is a learned behavior. If you don't teach it, if you don't expect it, and you don't monitor it, you won't always get it. A coworker and I discussed last week's happenings after reviewing the news coverage and the reaction by other state associations which made no bones about their support for sportsmanship and after-game handshakes. We concluded the real riot would occur here in Michigan if we told our schools to stop this great tradition, this lesson, this truly teachable moment. Back with more in a moment.
All high school sports, but especially contact sports like football, produce their share of injuries. But never have its players been better equipped, better coached, and better protected by rules which have lowered, that's right, lowered catastrophic injuries. Football is a special sport, doing great things for kids, schools, and communities. It's safer than ever, and we're working to keep it that way.
A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And so as civility in society continues to crumble slowly around us every day, school sports will continue its quest to be different, to be a valuable part of the most important game of all, the game of life. Sportsmanship shall endure. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.